On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's golf team hosted an invite this past weekend at the Town and Country Club. We'll take part in the NSIC Championships this weekend. Head coach Mark Vogason with us. Nice play at home, I'm assuming?
Very nice, yeah, because the weather was beautiful and the teams really like coming over here to play.
You guys took first in the event with Crookston and Moorhead as well. In your mind, who's been your most consistent player this year?
I would say probably a freshman from Crookston, Monica Wold, but her sister is right behind her, Rachel Wold. And lately, Olivia Knutson has been playing really good golf also.
Obviously, you want to improve from one week to the next, one practice to the next. Are you seeing that too?
Absolutely. One thing about these girls on the team is they're never satisfied. Even if they shoot a personal best, they still feel they left strokes out there, and they go back to work the next day, and it's very fun for me that their work ethic is that high.
It's my understanding that they're also intrigued and interested to find out the history of the women's golf program here and kind of see how they stack up with past players. As a coach, it's got to be pretty rewarding to you that they're investing so much so quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. The first weekend we went and golfed, you know, we set some goals and we didn't achieve them, but we had a personal best from Rachel Wold. She shot a 75. And then on the van ride back, everybody was asking, well, what is the best score? What's the best two-day total? What's the best team total? So Brad Folkstead went to work and started digging, and we found some records back to 1975, and that 75 that Rachel shot was two shots better than what they've found. And then also Olivia Knutson's two-day total at Marshall was one shot better than Casey Kerb. She shot a 158. Casey Kerb, I think, in 02 shot a 159. And then we shot a 330 as a team, and the best score for a team at BSU that we found was 339.
It says something. Wasn't that long ago that BSU couldn't field an entire golf team. To now, you've got a lot of more players on your roster, and they're driven, and it's a good thing for the future, isn't it?
Yeah, it's looking really good. And the nice thing is a lot of these freshmen that are coming in are not intimidated, per se, to the tournaments because they played in the state tournament. It's like second nature to them to be playing in big tournaments, so they've been ready to play. I'd say the first weekend they were nervous, but they did very well on that weekend also.
This weekend, you guys, like I mentioned, are in the fall portion of the NSIC Championships, the Classic at Madden's. It's a very challenging course. It's one of the reasons I gave up this silly game, is it was just frustrating to me. From what you know of your players, from what you know of that course, does it suit any particular player well or not?
Well, I would say it's going to be a challenge for all teams involved this weekend. I played it in June, and yeah, like you said, it's very challenging. We're going to have to pay attention to our books that they give us, yardage books to the bunkers and different things like that, because there's a lot of water, a lot of hazards on the course, and there's going to be times where we just can't go for it. We're going to have to lay up, and, you know, par is going to be great, and a bogey isn't going to be so bad, so... And I think it's going to be, like I said, challenging for all teams involved, even if they're very good.
One thing that this past weekend's Ryder Cup showed us is no matter how much you're down after the first day or two, you're not out of it, right?
Exactly. And we want to get in the top five in this fall portion of the championship. And we know the weather's not going to be very warm, so we're going to practice in unreasonable conditions this week so that we get used to swinging with clothes on and different things. And I just went on a little shopping excursion to get stocking caps, so we'll see how it goes.
Good luck. Try to stay warm.
All right, thank you.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.